Hello, this is Rich Wilson aboard Great American 3. It's 5:30 in the afternoon on November 12th at sea. We're at 40 degrees north and 12 degrees west, a few hundred miles off the coast of Portugal, on this Spanish peninsula, and making pretty good time south right now. The pack is up in front of us, as we expected, with all the new boats. Trying to sort out the boat today after the tumultuous first couple of days. Quite a bit of stuff down below broke free, where it had been lashed to small fittings glued into the boat. The pieces had come right off the inside surface of the hull. We had some water up forward. Possibly a ballast tank leaking into another compartment, and then that compartment draining into the forward compartment. So just trying to tidy up several things that were lashed to the lifelines had broken as well. Certainly we're not the only ones that had this sort of stuff happen. There were several dismastings and other hull problems within the fleet. So very rough start for the race. Did talk with a ship yesterday. We were in the shipping channel. Well, it goes from the northwest corner of France to the northwest corner of Spain. Saw dozens and dozens and dozens of ships through the course of that period. We do have good weather now. There's some clouds, a little overcast, but we're in the influence of the Azores high pressure system now, and not that the low pressure system that had gone very far north, and that trailing cold front that caused all the havoc. So trying to as well nurse my back after taking a very bad fall across the cabin. I got thrown across the cabin during that tumult, and it seemed to be getting better yesterday. It seems to have sort of stayed the same, or the pain is a little bit different now. So pretty harsh. Boats are very unforgiving, and just trying to get a little bit of rest, keeping backing off on the sail area a little bit. We've had weather conditions that don't quite match the forecast. We're getting a little bit more wind than is forecast, so when you look at the charts, it seems like, well, perhaps we could put up a little more sail, but in fact, then you get a couple of gusts that are considerably over what's forecast, and just decide to be prudent about it and continue along the way. So that's what's going on out here. I'm trying to get back on the nutrition schedule. Missed that completely the first day when I was sick, and so trying to catch up a little bit and just trying to tidy up down below, and as well to try to find some way where I can rest my back, because we did make a couple of sail changes today, reefs going up and down, basically, and rolling out the Solent, which is an easy one. But the reefs going up and down, 385 grinds on the pedestal winch. You go from the second reef up to the first reef. That's really hard on the back. It's interesting when you hurt something in your body. It's like everything's connected, and so suddenly things that seem like they should be simple to do are pretty hard, in fact. So electronics is working okay. We did have a bit of a problem yesterday with charging the battery with the engine. The little water pump that cools the engine was not pumping water, and was able to see that the little belt, like on a sort of fan belt on a car, the belt that was driving that was loose, and so it was slipping. And probably the pounding that the boat took the other day loosened that on the engine, is what my guess would be. So fortunately I was able to find that and correct it, tighten it up, and start pumping water again, and we were able to get the engine going and charge the batteries. So the wind charger has been working as well. Solar panels are adding a little bit today. And trying to conserve and kind of get organized for the long voyage ahead. So check in again tomorrow. We'll make another report from the Great American 3. Off and clear.